This is a pretty hard gospel to understand. I prayed with this gospel with our finance council on Tuesday evening, with our parish staff on Wednesday afternoon, with our parish council on Thursday evening, and I was not alone in finding this hard. Each of the groups had questions about what was going on. In fact, scripture scholars for centuries have been questioning exactly what is happening in this parable that Jesus tells. Was the dishonest steward using his own money or taking his master's money and trying to make things better for himself? Why is Jesus holding this dishonest guy up as an example? Sometimes we can get a little lost in the immediacy of the moment in trying to figure it out. Why did he do this or that? Who was out the money? What happened after that? All good questions, but I'm not sure that we're going to come up with answers that are much better than what people for centuries have been trying to figure out. Instead of focusing on what happened in the moment of the story, maybe we need to take a step back and pray and reflect a bit more. In fact, that is often how God speaks to us. Not in the immediate moment when we're just reacting to something, but God speaks to us much more clearly when we take that step back, when we let it settle a bit and take some time for prayer and reflection. When we create that time and space to pray and reflect, we may notice God showing us some things. We can, for example, see the gospel in light of the first reading. The church chooses the first reading at Sunday Mass to help us understand the gospel reading. In the first reading, God is speaking through the prophet Amos to wealthy merchants. God rebukes the wealthy for not taking the time to keep holy the Sabbath. Instead, they use the Sabbath to plot about how they can get even more money out of the poor. They scheme about how they will fix the scales so they can take advantage of the poor without their even knowing that they are being scammed. They fix the scales for cheating, and it leaves the poor in a form of slavery. The dishonest steward in the gospel is also using other people for his own sake. Instead of turning to God for help, he schemes on his own to fix things in a way that will help himself. When we stop to pray and reflect on these things, maybe we can hear Jesus talking about what he wants us to learn. Jesus warns about getting so caught up in our own scheming to get ahead, our own worry about money, that God is no longer the priority. Even as we do our own plotting to get ahead, we realize that others are plotting against us. In our day, it's not all that much different than in the day of Jesus. We react to prices going up, and so now the packaging just gets smaller instead. The scales are fixed just even in what we see and pay attention to on our phones as the largest companies fix the algorithms of what we see in our news and social media feeds. Another way of fixing the scales. They get us angry and upset with one another. They get us to react angrily, impulsively, before taking any time to reflect and listen and pray. And that creates conditions favorable to those allowing those who have money and power to influence us without even our realizing it. They again gain a form of control over us. What we need to do is to take a step back. We need to keep holy the Sabbath. We need to reclaim Sunday as the Lord's Day to create some space in our lives to reflect and pray. Keeping the Lord's Day holy means that we're going to reflect on what we observe around us rather than simply acting impulsively. It means we're going to connect with God and allow God to remind us of what is most important. Keeping the Lord's Day holy means that we will have time to reconnect with family and neighbors and friends and build relationships rather than judge one another. Taking time to rest means we will do less scheming and focusing on getting ahead. We'll be in a better position to live as God shows us. We'll be better able to learn how to be generous and kind. We will learn to listen more than we speak. We will have the time to understand one another and find some common ground. We will be able to pay attention and notice what God is trying to say to us. We'll learn to limit our screen time and increase our prayer time. As we do those things, we become different people. We become less focused on ourselves. We place God first. We keep holy the Lord's Day, which gives us the time to reflect on the kind of people God wants us to be. We allow God to show us how to live and love differently, sacrificially, generously, letting Him lead us in the ways that lead to life and love. This Sunday, today, this Lord's Day, let's allow God to draw us into that quiet, restful time where He can keep forming our hearts into the people He calls us to be.